With Montana News, I'm Eric Whitney. It's official, Tim Fox has announced that he's running for governor.
I feel I have a calling to public service. I've been Montana's attorney general for the last 6 years. I have actually a dozen years in public service, all told. I think I've been an effective and responsible leader with a lot of results.
I was granted 10 minutes with Fox, who enters the race to be the Republican Party's candidate 3 weeks after Secretary of State Corey Stapleton announced his campaign. Fox, who is term limited from running for attorney general again, pointed out that Republicans have lost the last 4 governor's races. When I asked him why, he took a veiled swipe at Stapleton.
It's important, I think, for those statewide elected Republicans to stay in their incumbencies. They're all able to run for re-election. It's important that we hold those offices. If there's been in any one thing that has, I think, contributed to keeping Montana Republicans from winning the governor's office, it's this contested primary issue. And when you have good candidates battering and bloodying one another, whoever comes out has a difficult time in a general election.
Have you spoken with Mr. Stapleton and made the argument that incumbents need to stay in office?
You know, I haven't. You know, everybody's going to do what they feel they want to do for themselves. I'm going to do what I think's for good for Montana and Montana Republicans rather than what's good for me.
Fox emphasized his conservative credentials, which some Republicans have questioned. He pointed out that he joined Montana to a lawsuit in which nuns successfully challenged an Affordable Care Act requirement to provide reproductive health care, and that he opposed Governor Bullock's endorsement of the Obama administration's Clean Air Act. I asked Fox what he thinks the future of coal is in Montana.
We need an all-of-the-above economy. We need to look at all the different ways that Montana has been great in the past and what will make Montana great in the future. Certainly, our agricultural industry is the number one priority for me. It's the number one thing in making our economy great in this state. We need to get government off the backs of our farmers and ranchers. We need to make sure that we have a government that works for them. Natural resource industries have been huge throughout the country and throughout the state. And we've had a record, I think, in for many years of having responsible natural resource development. That's not been a priority of the last two governors we've had, and it's something that we need to go back and take a look at, whether it be oil, gas, or coal. Our logging industry has been hurt very bad. We need to make sure that government gets off their back as well. So tourism, recreation, and certainly new technologies and new industries, those are all things that we need to promote and bring to Montana.
While not an officially declared candidate last fall, Fox was on stage during more than one of President Trump's 4 visits to Montana when the president was campaigning for Senate candidate Matt Rosendale. I asked Fox if he plans to run a Trump-style disruptive campaign for governor.
I will campaign hard, I will campaign thoughtfully, and I will listen and learn, and we'll come up with great platforms and we'll win.
Fox is a Montana native from Hardin. A date for Montana's Republican primary election has not yet been set. I'm Eric Whitney, Montana Public Radio.